Welcome to Vantage Point, the broadcast ministry of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. This is Pastor Reggie Lawrence, and I'm pastor of St. Mark's, and I hope you're enjoying our excursion through the book of Philippians this week. Let me ask you a question. Are you free? I mean, are you really free? Do you know that worry and anxiety are major sources of frustration, even imprisonment, even to believers? Well, the Bible gives us some information and gives us actually tools and methods to avoid the imprisonment of worry and anxiety. And we know that Jesus said, "Whom the Son makes free is free indeed." Let's go now to Philippians chapter 4 for today's study in the Word. In chapter 4, beginning at verse 6, we read, and I'll be reading from the New King James. You follow along at home. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." We're asking that the Lord would bless his word this morning, and bless it to our hearing and our living out to the glory of his name. Did you hear what the apostle said? Be anxious for nothing. Anxiety is worry. It's an uneasiness. It's a lack of confidence, which in fact is a lack of faith. And we know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. We are commanded to be anxious for nothing. Let's take a look at the opposite of this anxiety, which in this case is faith. Faith is assurance. We are certain in the thing about which we have faith. Faith is confidence. Confidence is rooted in two base words, with and faith, confidence. Worry is the opposite of confidence. Worry opposes faith. So that if you're worrying, your worry actually fights against your faith. And worry further is an insult to God. And we are commanded in this passage, these two verses, to be anxious for nothing. That's an absolute statement. And then he goes on to double that absolute by saying, in everything, we are anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we let our requests be made known unto God. In everything, God has the ideal solution to every problem. He has the ideal solution for every need. He has the ideal solution for every desire. In everything, it doesn't make any difference in what area of your life the concern comes. It could be in finances. It could be in relationships. It could be in health. It could be in any area of your life. We are to be anxious or to worry about nothing but to trust God in everything. In Romans 8:28, he says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them who love him, who are called according to his purpose." God is prepared to make all situations and all circumstances work together for our good in everything. There is no circumstance, no situation which should cause us to worry. Now, it would be wonderful if he left it there, but he goes further and tells us what to do about worry. Because of the nature of life, worries do come about. We get some news that we weren't prepared for. A circumstance pops up suddenly, and it throws us off balance, and we weren't really ready to deal with it. And so the tendency, the natural human tendency, is to turn to worry, to start to be uncertain about things. The mere fact that we don't know what the future may hold can be a source of worry in and of itself. And when he gives us this command not to worry, we need something to replace the worry that so naturally comes to us on occasions like this. And the thing that replaces the worry is prayer. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Prayer is communication. It's communication with God. It's a conversation with God. We ought to all be praying. We ought to have a regular conversation with God. And remember this about conversation or communication. It's two-way. Not only do we talk to God, but he talks to us. We have to be willing to listen, to hear what he has to say. And in everything, when we have situations that we don't understand or we can't control or that seem to be spinning out of control, then we need to make it a subject of prayer. We need to take it to the Lord in prayer. All those cliches we hear happen to be true, that we take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. We bring them to God in everything by prayer and supplication. Have a regular talk with the Father. Now, supplication is defined in the dictionary as a humble request. It's humble because we are requesting something that we can't do for ourselves. We have to come humbly to our God and ask him. But God tells us, in fact, he commands us to ask him in everything by prayer and supplication. Don't just talk to him. Tell him what you want. Put your request before him. Let him know that, and don't be ashamed. In Ephesians chapter 3, we have a passage. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So God is able to do more than we could ever ask him to do. He's able to do more than we could ever even think he could do. In Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. God is able to bless us in ways that we can't even imagine. So he commands us in this passage to ask him. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Ask your Father. He loves you. And see what he will do. Supplication is a humble request, and don't be afraid to make your request to God. You are following a biblical command. Then he says, with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is an attitude of gratitude. We thank him. We thank him in advance. Even before we see it, we thank him. We thank him because we trust him. We thank him because we believe he will bring to pass the things that need to come to pass. If he doesn't grant my desires exactly as I state them, it's because he's going to do something far better. So we thank him. We have that attitude and of gratitude. The attitude of gratitude, the thanksgiving, is rooted in expectation. Expectation is the evidence of faith. If you say you believe a thing, you ought to have an expectation regarding that thing. That's how you know you actually believe it, because you expect a result. And when we expect a result, the strength of our expectation can lead us to say thank you even before we see it. When you go to a restaurant and you are presented the menu and you peruse the menu and decide on what you would like to have, and the waiter comes and takes your order, And once you give the waiter your order, you expect to receive what it is you've ordered. And so it's customary at that point to say thank you, because you have an expectation of receiving that which you have asked for. It is the evidence of your faith. Faith leads to expectations. There are two things that are essential in the operation of our faith. We see this in the book of Hebrews. One is faith itself, and the other is patience. We are instructed that we should be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The bridge over which our faith and patience operate is the bridge of expectation. We need to expect an answer to our prayers. That is the demonstration of faith which God is looking for. He says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Expectation is a key part of our faith exercise. And finally, he goes on at the end. He says, and the peace of God will guard your hearts in Christ Jesus. The peace of God. The peace of God is the peace that accompanies the presence of God. God is with us at all times. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Sometimes we're not aware that he's with us because we don't talk to him. We don't speak to him. We don't acknowledge him. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. Know that he's there. Acknowledge him. Talk to him. Whisper a prayer. You don't have to make a long prayer. Whisper a prayer to him. Talk to him. Ask him. Tell him what you want. How can you understand the goodness of God and how much he loves you if you never communicate with him? Pray. Supplicate, ask him for what you want, and the peace, his active presence will guard your heart. You'll find a calm coming over you. You'll feel good about the circumstance. No matter what the circumstance is, you'll feel better about the circumstance as you are aware of the presence of God. And it will guard your heart. It will keep your heart. It will keep it free from worry, free from anxiety. And the result of that, the result of the freedom is then you're able to do the things that you want to do, to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, to be all that you could be, because you're not bound up and tied up by anxiety and fear and unnecessary fear. God wants to set you free. And once he sets you free, you are free indeed. This is a great lesson that we get from the book of Philippians, and we've got another lesson coming forward tomorrow. I hope you're enjoying these lessons from Philippians. You're making them a part of your life. Pray about them as you read them, and stand on these words, these promises, these assurances from God, and the word of God is the vantage point from which you can actually see God. This is Pastor Reggie Lawrence, pastor of St. Mark's. We're located at 655 North Bentlow Street, corner of Landvale Street. Sunday morning worship is at 11 a.m. We'd like to love to see you there. And I'm speaking on behalf of Vantage Point, our broadcast ministry. And until we meet again, keep looking up.
Spirit, 1400.